listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with you. Westpac's promised to extend a moratorium on closing regional branches around Gippsland and the Goulburn Valley for at least another 3 years has been welcomed by the finance sector union. The commitment also extends to its Bank of Melbourne affiliates. FSU National Secretary Julia Angrisano says it's an overdue change of heart.
We've been calling on Westpac and indeed all the big four banks across the industry to stop closing branches for some time. Westpac in particular, they have aggressively closed hundreds of branches over the past few years.
Calls are growing for urgent repairs to some safety barriers on Goulburn Valley roads following a string of crashes, some sadly fatal. It follows the death of a man in Arcadia last Friday, where he reportedly went over an already broken wire rope safety barrier and hit a tree. Northern Victoria MP Wendy Lovells told the Shepparton News safety issues must be addressed. In other news this morning, major track upgrades along the Gippsland V-Line route will mean trains go offline for some time, from tomorrow through to mid-June. Passengers are being asked to allow an extra hour for their journey by bus. And tourism operators on Phillip Island are patting themselves on the back following another successful summer cruise season. In total, there were 9 cruise ships that visited Western Port. General Manager of Destination Phillip Island, Kim Storey, says those ships combined carried 12,000 people.
We know that 5,000 of them actually took part in official shore excursions. So they were visiting a whole range of sites across Phillip Island. And 7 of the ships stayed in port to visit the penguin parade in the evening.
A changing of the guard at the old student senior cricket side, with Vince Gagliardi taking the reins at the Haysmans Shield squad. He's no stranger to the club, with 3 decades of experience, both as president and an administrator. And the Gippsland United Div 1 men are gearing up for a big game this weekend, hosting the Coburg Giants on Saturday.